Today we're going to do Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We are holding at the Mishnah in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to talk about making up the carbon that you forgot to bring or that you didn't bring, you failed to bring on Yom Tov. So we're going to talk about when you could do that. So Mishalo Chag. Let's say a person didn't bring his carbon Chagiga be Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag on the first day of Sukkot. Chagig is called a regal. He could bring the carbon Chagiga throughout the rest of the days of Sukkot. Uvi Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag. And he could also even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Avar a regel, but if Shmini Atzeres passes Velochag and he still didn't bring Karban Chagiga, Einu Chayiv Bachri Yuso, there's no way to make it up at that point, you can't bring it anymore. Alzeh Nemar, and about that missed opportunity, we say, Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon v'cheson lo yuchal lihimanos. The Pasuk says that there are certain things that you mess up and you just can't fix. So if you didn't bring Karban Chagiga on day one, you could still fix it. You didn't bring it at all throughout all 8 days of Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres, you can't fix it. It's So the Mishnah is going to give two other things that can also be mistakes that cannot be fixed, that cannot be rectified. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya Omer, Ezu Muvos Shein Yachol Lizisakein. You want to know a good example of something that you can never fix? Zeh Abal Erva V'Holid Mena Mamzer. It's a person who has a forbidden relationship with a woman, and as a result, they have a child who's a mamzer. How are you going to fix that? In Tomar Begone V'Gozla, and if you're going to say that the Pasuk is talking about someone who's stealing, Yachalu Lachziro. No, it can't be about someone who's stealing, because that you can fix. You can just return it via Sakein, and then you fix your Avera of stealing just by returning the money. So that is a fixable Avera. He says, no, when the Pasuk talks about someone who makes a mistake that cannot be fixed, it has to be talking about someone who originally was good and then did something bad. So Ve'ezeh, what's that a reference to? Zeh Talmud Chacham HaPorish Min HaTorah. That was someone who was a Talmud Chacham and then he separated himself from Torah. Even though he can go back to his learning, but the lost time that he spent outside of learning, he's never going to get back. So main point number one, we have three opinions of what the Pasuk is talking about when it speaks of an uncorrectable or an incorrectable mistake, a mistake that cannot be corrected. The Pasuk in Kohelet speaks about an incorrectable mistake. Three opinions of what it's talking about. A, it's talking about someone who didn't bring a Karban Chagiga throughout the whole Yantif. B, someone who had a forbidden relationship and a baby mamzer because of it. And C, a Talmud Chacham who stopped learning. All the lost time in learning, he can never get back. Minani Miwi, from where do we learn that a person can bring a Karban Chagiga even on Shmini Atzeres, throughout all the days of Yantav and even on Shmini Atzeres? Am Rabbi Yochum Yishom Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yochum says, Nem Rabbi Shmuel, Nemar Atzeres Bishvi Yishol Pesach. The word Atzeres in Parshas Re'eh is used to describe the seventh day of Pesach. V'Nemar Atzeres Bishmini Yishol Chag. And in Parshas Emor, the word Atzeres is used to describe Shmini Atzeres. So Mala Halan L'Tashlumin, just like the Atzeres by Shvi Yishol Pesach, you're still allowed to bring your Karban Chagiga on the seventh day of Pesach, because it's a continuation of the same Yantav. Afkan l'tashlumin. So too, when it's called Shmini Atzeres, not Tzeres, it must mean that you're allowed to bring the Karban Chagiga on that day as well. And Mufni, you have to say that the link between Shmini Atzeres and Shvi'i Shel Pesach through the word Atzeres that's used in both contexts is what we call a Gezeirah Shava Mufna, an open Gezeirah Shava, where neither word is already used for any other drasha. The word Atzeres by Pesach and the word Atzeres by Shmini Atzeres, they must both be open just for this drasha, because whenever you try to make a Gezeirah Shava that links two words and the words are already used for other drashos, then if there's any reason you could suggest that the two cases are not similar to each other, it would blow up the entire Gezeirah Shava. De'ilav Mufna, if this were not an open Gezeirah Shava, Ika L'Mifrach, we'd be able to ask that it's not really an exact match, because Mal Shvi Shel Pesach Shekein Eino Chalak Mishal Lefanav. The seventh day of Pesach is no different than the sixth day, fifth day, fourth day, third day, second day, first day of Pesach. They all, it's all one big Yom Tov. Tomer b'shmini shel chag shechalik shel lefanav. Can you then compare that to Shmini Atzeres, which is an entirely different yantif than all the previous days of Sukkot? Entirely different karbanos, entirely different davening. The whole thing is different on Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara says, you're right. La'ai afnuye mufna. The gzera shava is in fact a gzera shava mufna. It is an open gzera shava, because michti my atzeres. Why does the Torah have to use the word atzeres to describe these yom tovim? atzur basias malacha. It means that you have to stop. Atzur means to stop from doing malacha. But a ksiv, the Torah already says lo sasa malacha, not to do malacha. So atzeres the kasav rachman alamli. What does the word atzeres then add? El shema mina lafnu yeso. Must be that it doesn't really add anything. It's just coming to tell me that it's both of these words are extra, and therefore it's just coming to link Shmini Atzeres to the seventh day of Pesach. The Tana Maisigla, and we have another Tana that brings this din, that you're allowed to bring the Karban Chagigi even on the Shmini Atzeres, Mehacha, from a totally different source, not from Gzer Shava, but rather from the following source. The Tanya we learned in Ebraisa. V'chagosim also chag la'Hashem shivas yamim. The Torah says about Sukkot that you should celebrate Sukkot for 7 days. Yachol yehi chogig v'holech kol shiva. You might think that means you're supposed to bring Karban Chagiga every day for all 7 days of Sukkot. Tamalomar oso. That's why the pasuk says oso. Oso atachogeg. You only bring a korban chagig on the first day, vi atachogeg kol shiva. But you do not bring a korban chagig each and every day of the 7 days of Sukkot. Imkein lamanemar shiva. Why then does it talk about 7 days of a korban chagiga? The tashlumen. It must be coming to teach me that if you didn't bring the korban chagiga on day one, you could bring it on day two. If you didn't bring it on day one or two, you could bring it on day three, and that goes all until the seventh day. But how do I know even Shmini Atzeres? Minayin Shem Lo Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechogig V'Holich Haskol HaRegel V'Yom Tov HaAcharon. How do I know that if you didn't bring the Karban Chagig on the first day of Sukkot, or the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh day of Sukkot, you can still bring it on Shmini Atzeres? Tamal Omar B'Chodesh HaShvi'i Tachogu Oso. That you could bring it in the seventh month. If we darshan b'chodesh hashvi, yachli yechogig v'holich hachodesh kulo. So you might think that means you could bring it the whole month, not just the eighth day, even the whole month. Tamal omar oso. Oso atachogig v'atachogig chutzalo. That's why it says oso. Oso is there to tell me that you can only bring it on holiday days of that month. But you're not allowed to bring it once the holiday is over. Umay tashlumen. What does it mean that it's a tashlumen, that the failure to bring it on the first day, you could still do it as a tashlumen? Rabbi Yochanan amar tashlumen l'rishon, Rabbi Yochanan tashlumen zeh l'zeh. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's all, if you miss it on the first day, any subsequent day that you bring it is considered a makeup for missing it on the first day. But Rabbi Oshia says, no, no. Each day has its own chiyuv. So if you don't bring it on the first day, the second day is a makeup for day one. If you don't bring it the second day either, day three is a makeup for day two. It's not a makeup for day one. So it's a totally different. So maybe now, what's the nafkamina, whether it's all a makeup for day one or it's each day is a makeup for the previous day? It's a very simple nafkamina. Amar Rabbi Zeir explains, Chige b'yom rishon nespash b'yom sheni. What if a person was crippled on day one of Sukkot and therefore he was pater from bringing the carbon, and then he was healthy again already by day two? So Ikabinayu, that's the difference. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan would say that Tashlumen L'Rishon, everything is just to make up for day one. But this guy wasn't Chayiv on day one. Kivin de Lo Chazi B'Rishon, Lo Chazi B'Sheni. If he wasn't Chayiv on day one, he has no need to bring it at all on any of the days. Rabbi Oshia Amar Tashlumen Zelazer. Rabbi Oshia says, no, each one is a makeup for the previous day. So Afagav de Lo Chazi B'Rishon, Chazi B'Sheni. This guy may not have been able to bring it on day one, or may not have been Chayiv to bring it on day one, but he has a new chiv that kicks in on day two, and therefore he would still have to bring Karban Chagiga as long as he becomes healthy at that point. So a couple of main points over here. First main point that we have over here we already did the first one. Second one, two opinions from where we learn that you could bring a Karban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. Either a Gzeres Shava that compares it to Shvi Shal Pesach, or from the pasuk b'chodesh hashvi'i tachogu oso. And then another main point, we have machlokes whether bringing the Karban Chagiga on the later days of Sukkot is all a tashlumen of the first day, it's all a makeup for the chiv of the first day, or each day there's a new chiv. And then afkamina would be someone who wasn't chayiv on the first day, was a chiger on the first day. He wasn't chayiv on the first day because he was crippled, and then became healthy on the subsequent days. Now, we're going further now. A little bit of background. If a Nazir becomes Tameh, the halacha is on the seventh day of his Tumah. The person who's a Nazir is not allowed to become Tameh. He's not allowed to drink wine. He's not allowed to be Metameh to dead bodies. So if he does become Tameh, on the seventh day of his Tumah, he has to shave off all of his hair and go to the mikvah. On the eighth day, he then brings Karbanos, and he starts counting his Nazirus again. So let's say he was supposed to be a Nazir for 30 days. Day 26, he became Tameh to a dead body. So he's got to count 7 days. Seventh day, shave off all of his hair and go to the mikveh. Eighth day, bring karban, and then start counting the 30 days all again from day one. Now, the halacha is a nazir, if he becomes tameh many times, he could bring one karban for all the times. I mean, let's say he becomes tameh, and then before he even gets through counting his 7 days, he becomes tameh again. So he doesn't have to bring two separate karbanos, he could bring one big karban. So, frak the Gemara, umiyam Rabbi Yochanan hachi, does Rabbi Yochanan really hold that someone who couldn't bring a karban on the day that he was obligated to doesn't have to make it up? Va'amar Chizkia, didn't Chizkia teach us, nitma biyom, if a nazir became tamei on the eighth day of his first tumah, meaning he was tamei, then he waited 7 days, went to the mikvah, the whole thing, and then the eighth day he became tamei again, maybe he brings an extra carbon. He has to bring a carbon for the first tumah and a carbon for the second tumah. But balayla, but if he came tameh the night before the eighth day, eino maybe he doesn't have to bring a second carbon. It could all be covered under one carbon. But Rabbi Yochanan amar af balayla nami maybe that even if he became tameh the night before he was able to bring the first carbon, he's still going to have to bring two carbonos, and he's not yotzei with that first carbon that he was already chayiv in, because once he went to the mikvah for that first tumah and he already had and the sun already set, he has already become chayiv in that first karban, and this new tumah that he experiences that night is a brand new tumah that requires its own karban. So even though on the eighth day he was tameh and he was not able to bring his first karban ever because he had already become tameh, he still has to bring that karban after he becomes tar and a second karban along with it. But wait a second, at night he couldn't have brought the karban, and during the daytime he was already tameh, so he couldn't bring the karban, and still Rabbi Yochanan holds he brings two karban. So you see that there's tashlumin for a karban, even though at the time that the chiyuv came, he was unable to bring it. So shouldn't Rabbi Yochanan say the same thing about a guy who was crippled on the first day of Sukkot, that even though he was unable to bring it, he should still have to make up that karban, because there should be tashlumin for such a thing? Rabbi Yirmi answers, no. Shaini tuma diyesh la tashlumin bepesach sheni. The din of tuma is different, because we find that when a person is tameh, you do have to make up a carbon that you're tameh for, because if a person is tameh and couldn't bring a carbon Pesach, there's a din in the Torah called Pesach Sheni that he has to make that one up. Maskev Rav Papa, so Rav Papa asks him that. That fits very nicely if you assume that Pesach Sheni is just a makeup for Pesach Rishon. But if you hold that Pesach Sheni is not really a makeup for Pesach Rishon, it's just like its own separate Yom Tov, so then what's your proof that Tumah is any different than a guy who was crippled on the first day of Sukkot? No, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the night before you're chayiv to bring your karban is not considered that the zman of your karban hasn't arrived. I mean, we view it as if the zman of your karban has already arrived. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that though? Didn't Rabbi Yochanan tell us that if a person was tameh as a zav, a tameh flow came out of his body, so he has to count 7 clean days and go to the mikvah and then bring a karban on the 8th day? So ra'a achas b'layla ushtayim b'yom. If a guy gets one flow of ziva, he sees tumah on the night before he's supposed to bring his karban, and then two more flows on the next day, maybe he has to bring a separate karban. But if he sees two flows of ziv at night and achas biyom and only one during the day, because in order to bring carbon you have to see three flows of ziva, so eino maybe that in that case he would not have to bring another carbon, since two of the first two reios of ziva, the first two times he saw ziva, were at night, so he was never yet chayiv in the carbon for that tumah. So we see that it's all considered one long terma and it's one big karban. But if Rabbi Yochanan holds that when the night before comes, it's already considered the zman of the karban, then afilu shtayim balay levachas b'yom maybe. Then even if he saw two zivas the night before and one during the day, he should have to bring another karban, because even the night before, it's already the zman of the first karban, so this should be a brand new tuma. Answers Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan says this thing about seeing the ziva at night, he's talking within the opinion that holds that nighttime is still considered not yet the time of the next day's karban. So he says, if you hold that, then seeing two times at night would not be mechayev a person a new karban. The divrei Omer pshita, if he's going only within that opinion that he happens to personally disagree with, then what's his chiddush? Then it's obvious that if you saw two times at night, it's not going to be mechayev him new karban. No, it's a chiddush because shtayim biyom vachas b'layla. His chiddush is if you saw one time at night and two times during the day, it's trichale. That's the chiddush. Salkatai, that you don't have to bring a new karban in that case. Salkatai, that you do have to bring a new karban in that case. Salkatai to chamina, I might have thought, but kafta de rav shisha, kat kafta the Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi, we should hold like the question that Rav Shisha Brei Ravidi asks in Maseches Krisos on Daf Ches, where he asks, how could you be chayv a new karban when your first Ri'iya was at night, the first time you saw Ziva was at night, and at night it's still Mechusar Zman. So, Kamash Mlan Kid Rav Yosef, that's why he comes to tell me, no, we don't hold that way. We hold that if you only had one Ri'iya at night and two Ri'iyas during the day, then it's considered that you became a Zav after the Zman of your original karban, and you're going to have to bring a new karban. Okay, somewhat complicated stuff, needs a little bit of chazara, I'm sure, but let's just do the main points over here. So the main point over here on Daf Tesam Beis, I will do two of them actually. One is two opinions, whether Pesach Sheni is considered Tashlumin for Pesach Rishon, or it's considered its own separate chiyuv. And then main point number two, we have a machlokas, if a zav sees ziva is the flow from his body, on the night after the seventh day of his tuma, if he needs to bring a new karban. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that if he saw one time at night and twice during the day, he does bring a new karban. But if you saw twice at night and once during the day, he doesn't bring a new karban. Okay, we will Be'ezras Hashem pick up at the two dots. We're already way into Tesla and Bez. We'll pick up at the two dots next time.